take time to return home every day. Take time to return home every day. We live very busy lives. We're always on the go. We're always going for one project or another. We're so busy. When we come home, we cannot even take time. We want to sit down and watch TV right away. We want to hear the news. Before we go to sleep, we always want to turn on the news to know what's going on in the world. We think that that's important. But do we take time to go home every day? Now, where is home? Home is in our heart. Home is in our soul. Home is in our being. Within each one of us is home. And if we take time to go home each day, we'll find that the most wonderful adventure takes place then. We've had a busy day. We've been doing everything under the sun. We've been doing our job, going shopping, visiting with friends. We've just been very, very, very busy people. And because we're very busy people, we don't take time to go home. We don't take time to be still. We don't take time to listen within and just know who and what we are. But if we know who and what we are, what's going to happen to us? If we know who and what we are, we'll find that we have the most marvelous people living inside of us, ourselves. We have the most wonderful experiences living inside of us, ourselves. Take time to go home, and when you go home, you say, "This is my castle. This is my palace. This is where I live." And it doesn't matter what it may be. It may just be a room, or it may be a house. It may be anything at all. But you say to yourself, "This is my castle. This is where I am." You give thanks to yourself for this wonderful world you have. You give thanks to yourself for every glorious experience that has happened during the day, because you then make yourself ready for more glorious experiences. If you forget to be thankful for the glorious experiences of each day, if you forget that wonderful treatment, just like saying, "This food is healthy for my body and filled with love." Every time we eat, we sit down and we say our blessing for our meal, and we say, "This food is healthy for my body and filled with love." That's all you have to say. "This food is healthy for my body and filled with love." Then every morsel of food that goes into your body will do its wonderful, beautiful thing, perfectly designed to take care of your physical body. My house is wonderful. My house is beautiful. My home is where I live. My home is not the outer house that I live in, but the inner house. And I take time each day to go into that inner house and give thanks for that inner house, that inner awareness, that self who I am. As I went around my day, I carried myself with me. As I went around my day, I was in my own presence. I was wherever I was. And whoever I am inside of myself went with me. And if I am a beautiful, glorious, wonderful person, which I am, then that went with me. If I am not, then that went with me. Now, we're troubled by many things during our life. We're troubled by many activities, many people, many events. And as we're troubled by these things, we have a tendency to let them bother us. We have a tendency to let them disturb us and tell us that life is not as wonderful as it really is. And because we tell ourselves that life's not as wonderful as it really is, we believe that. And when we believe that, what do we do? What do? We go around thinking that this is not a wonderful world. When we go home, when we take time to come home to ourselves every day, listen to that inner voice every day, then we have made the most wonderful journey in the world. We begin to realize that we have so many things that have happened during our day that we are thankful for. Now, we're not thankful to an outer being. We're not thankful to an outer experience. We're thankful to that inner self within us, the divine self within us, our real self, who we really are. And we're thankful to that, and we live that inner presence, and we say, what a glorious presence that is. Everything in my world is beautiful and good. We name it and claim it. Everything in my world is fabulous. I live in a glorious world. I live in a world filled with happy people and happy circumstances, and all is good and very good. I live in this world. That's who I am. I live in that world, and that's who I am. I know who I am, and I like who I am. And whoever I am is glorious indeed, because that's my divine self. That's my divine self, and I take time to come home to myself every day. I make it a special time. All day long I'm happy and thankful. All day long I'm joyous. But I take a special moment to listen to that divine within me and give thanks for that divine within me and say, I like this. This is who I really am. And when I do that, then magic happens in me. Magic happens in my life. Magic happens in my world, because that's the time that I am illumined. That's the time that I am awake, 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 awake. That's the time I'm alert. That's the time the divine in me tells me how wonderful life is. Take time. Take the time to come home to yourself every day. I take the time to come home to myself every day, because when I come home to myself every day, I find that that's the most wonderful being I could ever wish for. That's the most happy being I could ever delight in. That's the most wonderful, joyous, happy being that I could ever know, and I think it's just wonderful. I think it is just wonderful, because that's who I am. That's who I am, and it's a great and a glorious being that I am. That's who I am, and I like it. Oh, I like it so much, because it is my reality. It is my joyous, glorious reality, who I am. Now, as I take time to come home to myself, that means I take time to be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am the divine within me. Be still and know that all is good and very good. Be still and listen to the purity, the glorious qualities that I am. I do that. And as I do that, all is in divine order for me, all the time. And it's a wonderful, glorious thing to be in divine order in me all the time. It's a wonderful and glorious thing to be pure and perfect all the time. It's a wonderful and a glorious thing to know who I am. Because then, all that I am is divine and wonderful. All that I am is magic. All that I am is perfect. All that I am is good and very good. This is me. This is who I am. This is what I give thanks for every day. And as I go through my entire day, I can give thanks too. I can never give thanks too often. I can never give thanks too much to say, I like me. I think this is a wonderful world. I think this is a wonderful body I live in. I think I have a wonderful experience in my life. The people I know are divine, because I see the people from my divine self, and they are divine. They are glorious. They are wonderful. They are magic. They are beautiful people. They are the people that populate my world. They are the people that reside in my heart. They are the people that know who I am, and I know who I am. This day, go inside yourself and say, I take time to come home to myself every day. I take time to come home to myself every day. And as you say that, you'll find that you do indeed take time to come home to yourself. And what do you find there? You find the glory of the divine within you, ready to be revealed through you as you, all of the time. Have a wonderful day, and let the divine in you have its full sway of being you all the time. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.